This is a sermon from the archives of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Algona, Iowa. Our legacy project reminds you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.
Our first reading this morning comes from the 118th Psalm. Give thanks to God, who is good, whose steadfast mercy endures forever. Let Israel say, God's mercy endures forever. Open the gates of righteousness. I will enter and thank the Holy One. This is God's own gate. Through it the righteous enter. I thank you, for you answered me. You have been my Savior. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the work of the Holy One has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in it and be glad. God, grant salvation, grant good fortune. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of God. We bless you from the house of the Almighty. The Holy One is God and has enlightened us. Join in procession with leafy branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God. I give you thanks and I offer you praise. Give thanks to God, who is good, whose mercy endures forever. Our affirmation of faith is in your bulletin. Let's rise and join together in affirming our faith. We believe in the God who is the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud. We trust in our holy parent who judges and shows mercy. We hope in our Creator, who is faithful to all that is seen and unseen. We believe in the Jesus who rode in triumph into Jerusalem. We trust in the Messiah who was crucified, died, and was buried. We hope in the living Christ who walked out of the tomb. We believe in the Holy Spirit, giver of faith and formation. We trust in the breath of life who stirs, sustains, and sanctifies. We hope in our advocate, who brings to us and through us the gift of God's peace. Amen.
Our focus scripture for this morning is the Palm Sunday story in Matthew. I'll share it with you from the message this morning. It's found in chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. Close attention to the story. When they neared Jerusalem, having arrived at Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples with these instructions. Go over to the village across from you. You'll find a donkey tethered there, her colt with her. Untie her and bring it to me. If anyone asks, what are you doing? Say, the master needs them. He will send them with you. This is the full story of what was sketched earlier by the prophet. Tell Zion's daughter, look, your king's on his way, poised and ready, mounted on a donkey, on a colt, foal of a pack animal. The disciples went and did exactly what Jesus told them to do. They led the donkey and colt out, laid some of their clothes on them, and Jesus mounted. Nearly all the people in the crowd threw their garments down on the road, giving him a royal welcome. Others cut branches from the trees and threw them down as a welcome mat. Crowds went ahead and crowds followed, all of them calling out, Hosanna to David's son! Blessed is he who comes in God's name. Hosanna in highest heaven. As he made his entrance into Jerusalem, the whole city was shaken. Unnerved people were asking, what's going on here? Who is this? The parade crowd answered, This is the prophet Jesus, the one from Nazareth in Galilee. These are the words of our faith. Thanks be to God. The New International Version of the Bible, the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, say that the whole city of Jerusalem was stirred. The Contemporary English Bible says that the whole city of Jerusalem was stirred up. The New English Bible said the whole city of Jerusalem went wild. The Good News Bible has this as the whole city of Jerusalem was thrown into an uproar. The New Revised Standard Version said the whole city of Jerusalem is in turmoil. The King James Version, what some folk mistakenly believe is the official translation of the Bible, said the whole city of Jerusalem was moved. I was kind of disappointed in that one. But we heard from Eugene Peterson's paraphrasing the message is the whole city of Jerusalem was shaken. The people were unnerved. But whatever descriptive term that one uses, Jesus' arrival in Jerusalem caused a commotion, didn't it? The whole city, Jerusalem, was shaken, and with good reason. Several reasons. And not all of them were shaken in the same way. Of course, our focus is on Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. That would shake the city up. Those who had heard of Jesus, who had followed him, who believed what he promised, who had hope in what he promised would actually come true, that he was coming to save the people. He was hoping militarily, not in the way that he did. They were shaken up, shaken with excitement. Now is the time. The religious authorities, the political leaders in that area, were shaken for a different reason, because they knew the power and the following that Jesus had. They were shaken because they didn't know what was going to happen, what the people would do, how they might react. And in another gate in Jerusalem, the main gate in Jerusalem, people were shaken because here comes the Roman army. Every Passover, the Roman army would make an appearance in Jerusalem. This is Passover time. It's a show of power. It's an attempt at crowd control to keep the people subdued, to not get too wild in their celebration of Passover. That would shake the city up too, wouldn't it? But I wonder, while all four gospel stories tell us that the people were excited, shaken, thrown into an uproar, going wild in turmoil, does this story still shake us? Does it still cause an excitement in our lives as we celebrate on this Palm Sunday? Jesus comes riding into town humbly, not at the main city gate, but at another city gate. I don't know that it's quite the big parade that the Gospels portray. Doesn't make any difference. Rome comes in with chariots, with armor, with spears, with swords, with shields. Jesus comes on a donkey. Humble, translate that gentle. That's the translation of the Hebrew word. Hardly the show of power that one would expect. Hardly the show of power that the world pays attention to, that our world pays attention to. But we should expect nothing less of Jesus, should we? He lives his life. He does his ministry exactly as he's always done. Not much to shake us up, is it? But it should. We're at the beginning of Holy Week. Maybe, just maybe, if we could focus on one event of Holy Week at a time, maybe we'd be a little more shaken than we are. Maybe we'd be a little more stirred up. But we know this story too well, don't we? We know what comes tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and next Sunday. So it's hard to get too stirred up about it, isn't it? Kind of like reading the end of a book before you start reading the rest of it. We know the end of the story before it starts. Yet we gather this day and this week to observe the events that will come after today. The city of Jerusalem, the people in it were shaken. It might be hard for us to get that stirred up as they were, at least as we're told they were. But there's plenty going on in our world right now today that should shake us. Mass shootings, natural disasters, political grandstanding, silliness, childishness. If those things can't shake us, then Jesus' entry in Jerusalem certainly can't. But even those things, all of the events that we would see day in, day out, that shake us day in and day out, they eventually fade too, don't they? Just like Jesus' entry into Jerusalem on this day. It will fade into something to come in the next day and the next day and the next day. It shook the people of Jerusalem in good ways and not so good ways. Does it do the same to us? Maybe part of our struggle is that we're pretty stoic folk. You know, we're referred to sometimes as the chosen frozen. We aren't so free, not so comfortable expressing our emotions, to immersing ourselves in a story that should shake us to the very core. Maybe we can try to shake free of that a little bit this week as we begin on this Palm Sunday. To let today's story be enough for today. The other stories will follow. They always do. We know that. But for today, let's focus on Palm Sunday. On Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. The excitement that the people felt. The trepidation that the people felt. For today's story is enough for today. In a few moments, we'll gather around the table once again to remember Jesus' life. All that he said, all that he taught comes to mind as we gather around this table. May we do so joyously. May the story behind this table, the story of Jesus, his ministry, shake us this day. Move us to emulate his life in all the ways that we possibly can, whenever we possibly can. As we gather around for the bread and the cup, let us this day say, Hosanna. This is the prophet Jesus. This is our prophet Jesus. Hosanna in the highest. Amen.
This broadcast is part of the Legacy Project of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, where we continue to remind you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.